I need help. If someone says that to you, your response to help them could be any number of things. To give them money, to give them a hug, help them to do something, be a listening ear. There are lots of different kinds of help. But if you say to God, I need help, his response could be summed up in one word: grace. Grace refers to the help that God gives us to become his children. But unlike us, who sometimes don't want to help someone else out, there's nothing God wants to do more than to give us his grace. That's why we hear in the letter to the Hebrews, let us confidently approach the throne of grace to find grace for timely help. Now, maybe you know someone named Grace. We have three registered here at the cathedral. But how well do we know about the grace that comes from God? Well, it's not really that complicated. There are two different kinds of grace: sanctifying grace and actual grace. There's a great analogy that I heard for understanding sanctifying grace. This is not my own, but I think it's really helpful, so I'm happy to share it. If you were to suddenly find yourself at the bottom of the ocean, what would happen? Well, you'd probably die, because we're not made to live at the bottom of the ocean. If I were going to live underwater, I would need something that I'm not born with, something that doesn't come naturally, something to help me breathe. Well, it's much the same with your soul. In its natural state, it's not fit for heaven. It doesn't have the right equipment. And if you die with your soul in its natural state, heaven won't be for you. What you need to live there is supernatural life, not just natural life. And that supernatural life is called sanctifying grace. Sanctifying grace lives in the soul. And so once you receive it, it stays in the soul, hopefully, until you die. And if you do lose it through sin, it can always be restored through reconciliation with God. So that's sanctifying grace. It gives us supernatural life. Actual grace is more like supernatural encouragement. Someone called it once a supernatural kick in the pants, because it's actual grace that encourages me to get or to keep sanctifying grace. So the letter to the Hebrews this morning is really talking more about actual grace, when it says to find that grace for timely help. Another way to think of it, actual grace enables us to act. So what are some examples of actual grace? Well, an actual grace could be as simple as a book that you read or a class that you take that helps you to grow in your faith. It could be a teammate reminding you to go to Mass on holy days. It could be a person that you encounter who draws you closer to God. An actual grace could be that nagging feeling that you need to confess your sins. You know, God willing, this homily could even be an actual grace. When the Hebrews calls grace a timely help, those are perfect words. Because an actual grace is when you say, you know, that's just what I needed to hear. That's just the person that I needed to run into. An actual grace. So if you don't have sanctifying grace, these little actual graces can help you to want it. And if you already do have that supernatural life, that sanctifying grace, then actual grace is what helps to increase it, to make it stronger. So if someone says, I need help, there are lots of ways that you could respond to their need. But when I say, I need help, to God, his response is that he wants to give us sanctifying grace. And then he wants to send actual grace to strengthen it. And that's the best help that anyone could ask for.